Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chulakwin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is this fucking Friday. It's also the 15th day of December 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the climate basin and 23 for the low. It's been, you know, just hanging, it's kind of the same. And then it'll come in and rain, maybe it'll snow next time, hell, I don't know. And so I guess it's whatever the weather fucking ministry decides. We'll keep it at that. Anyway, we'll be right back, and then we'll go over and we'll look at some of the mainstream controlled opposition propaganda for the Ministry of Lies. That sounds good. I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chulakwin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go over to the propaganda, or the alternate propaganda, Ministry of Lies. We'll stick with that. See what we're going to start here. BBC bombshell. Millions have died from the mRNA shots. No. I'm telling you, these guys are some real gumshoe fucking detectives. This is by Sean Adele, Taba Tabi, The People's Voice. Hey, amen. This is your money at work. The BBC has finally admitted that COVID mRNA shots have led to the deaths of millions of people worldwide. No fucking shit. God damn. And they admitted it and everything. In a stunning report, the BBC reveals that COVID shots caused the bigger number of excess deaths seen in the UK over a half a century. Expose news.com reports, however, the reporters, driven by ambition and a belief that they will not be held accountable, made the decision to conceal the truth behind why there were so many excess deaths last year. They most likely thought the majority of British public would be too lazy to mark their homework, so to speak. But they didn't count on an independent news organization committing. Oh, that's the People's Voice. Send them some fucking money. This motherfucker's Porsche does not have the goddamn sheepskin fucking seat covers on it yet. I mean, he's got his $100,000 fucking set telling us things we've known for 20 fucking years. but he doesn't have them goddamn sheepskin fucking seat covers. But they didn't count on independent news organizations, are you fucking right, INC Incorporated, committed to reporting the facts that the mainstream, this is CNBC, CNN, and Fox, as opposed to NBC, CBS, and ABC, and you fucking know it. The mainstream refused to fact checking their quality published article, quietly published article, sorry. And we can reveal that the widely but most definitely unjustly trusted news source propaganda arm of the government known as the BBC and its reporters have knowingly lied about the safety of the vaccine and lied to you. They have? I'm fucking shocked. I don't know if I can do the rest of the program. It was all going on so well for the BBC and its reporters until they decided to unequivocally state that in no way, shape, or form is the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19, here's your fucking propaganda. Don't mention it. Call it what it is. Biological kill agent. That's what it fucking is. Even the CDC didn't call it a fucking goddamn vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a goddamn biological kill agent. Call it that. Push that out there. You want to do something that fucking matters, do that. And then follow it with the fucking Bill of Rights and the violations of the highest law in this fucking land. And the responsibility of the fucking individual free sovereign nationals to enforce that fucking law. Responsible for a record-breaking year of death. They even provided source to prove it and claim that. Figures up to June 2022 looking at deaths from all causes show unvaccinated people were more likely to die than vaccinated people, source BBC News. No shit. We didn't know these things, man. Thank God you guys come on the scene. Thank God you had the fucking, where'd you get your fucking money so that you could get those $100,000 fucking sets and replace the fucking goddamn, what? When the internet was free, man, it was wild. You learn shit. I mean, you learn shit they didn't want you to fucking know. They have this motherfucker pretty well under control now. They then went on to state that if vaccines are driving excess deaths, we would expect this to be the other way around. If vaccines were driving excess deaths, we would expect this to be the other way around. Why did you repeat that? The problem for BBC News and its dishonest reporters is that the expose has been analyzing the source in question, which has been provided by the UK government institution known as the Office for National Statistics, ONS, for months on end. And we can reveal that mortality rates per 100,000 in every single age group, even children in England and Wales, were lowest among the unvaccinated in some age groups as early as 2021 and lowest among the unvaccinated in all age groups by 2022 at the latest. Of course they fucking were. We knew. You telling me something I don't know, sportster? Therefore, BBC News has not only lied to the public, but they have also admitted in black and white that the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Injections, or you can call them injections of fucking biological kill agents, are to blame for the 2022 being the worst year for deaths in a half a century by confirming that if vaccines were driving deaths, we would expect this to be the other way around. Highest mortality rates among the vaccinated. Uh-huh. And then they have a lot of charts in this article, and it goes on and on for goddamn ever. But what it comes down to, they've killed a million people. You know, we're watching the genocide happen in Palestine, and it is a disgusting, sickening fucking thing. But you better understand, they've already killed more kids in this fucking little children, babies in this country than the fucking Jews have killed. But Jews are doing it more up close and personal. Instead of sneaky like these fucking poisoners. And still we fucking sit. But that is no comfort to the thousands of families across the country who are still mourning the loss of loved ones as the truth about the catastrophic event of the past years comes to light. And somebody, you know, your 2.0 fucking Nuremberg is going to get taken care of this, right? You're going to mention that in here somewhere where something's being done about this, right? Nuremberg point 2.0, right? That's what you called it, buddy. You're going to get them sheepskins, I'm sure of it. And as investigation into COVID-19 vaccine scandal unfolds, it is clear. What do you mean fucking unfolds, scandal unfolds? This is old shit. It's clear that the consequences of the deception will be felt for years to come. No fucking shit. Man, what a gumshoe. The devastation left in the wake of our government's actions, unelected powerful institutions' actions, big tech's actions, and mainstream media's actions is unimaginable. You cannot trust the BBC. That's a hell of a statement. And the UK government has clearly confirmed that mortality rates per 100,000 are highest among the vaccinated in every single age group. And that goes for around the goddamn world. This means that people who have taken the COVID-19 vaccine have a higher chance of dying than the general population due to the intense damage it can do to the most vital organ in the human body, the heart, and the devastating decimation it does to the natural immune system. Because this isn't an isolated incident occurring in the UK, it's occurring in every country where the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have been administered. Original figures prove that in the five eyes, whatever that means, countries and most of Europe, there were nearly 2 million excessive deaths recorded by November 2022. That's by November 22. Since the rollout of the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. It is an injection and it's a goddamn biological kill agent doing exactly what it was fucking designed to do. And in the U.S., there have been 500,000 deaths among young adults and children, resulting in 118,000 excess deaths since the COVID-19 injections were first administered to the wider population. You're just talking about adults and children. What about babies? I mean, you know, it's a million, you motherfuckers, and you know what it is. Another white lie. No, it's not a white lie. It's a black fucking evil fucking lie told by the BBC is in its article is that it wasn't until June that excessive deaths really started to rise, just as the number of people waiting for hours because they're waiting too long had to wait to get the shot. Bullshit. You're calling it bullshit. I'll give you fucking that, but you're not telling us nothing we don't know, and you're not offering a fucking solution. Where's your Nuremberg 2.0? Who's fucking running it? Who's fucking doing the investigation? Who's going to make the fucking arrest? I want you to fucking explain that to me. You throw that out there so we'll read this fucking garbage. And but the bottom line is we've been reading this fucking garbage for fucking years. We already fucking know. What are we going to do about it? We have the fucking answer. All we have to do is enforce the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and we can fucking shut this down world fucking wide. We can start stringing fucking people up. We don't need to go to fucking Nuremberg, Germany to fucking hang a goddamn traitor, to hang a fucking murderer, to hang a fucking somebody who's committed crimes against humanity. If the NHS affecting waiting times for treatment, et cetera, right. But the official ONS data and public health Scotland data actually proves that the significant increase in excess deaths began in April. We know that. We were fucking there. We watched the people around us in our towns die. We watched our fucking loved ones die. We know it. Now what are we going to do about it? We're going to give you some new sheepskin fucking covers for your seats in your fucking Ferrari? Is that how 2.0 works? We dug into the data, analyzing the weekly numbers. Who's going to veto this? Is this going to come out of the United Nations? Didn't they just fucking have veto a fucking resolution that everybody else voted on to fucking stop the fucking genocide in fucking Palestine? So how are you going to do this 2.0, motherfucker? I want you to just get out of your goddamn Ferrari, get over to the goddamn mic and tell me, you motherfucker. Analyzing the weekly numbers of deaths over the past 8 months and comparing them to 2015, 2019, five-year average. I don't need no fucking averages. We know exactly what they've done. They've killed over 1 million fucking people in this country. And that's what they're admitting to, so you can figure about 10 fucking million people. This is a country of, if you just count the American nationals instead of the 200 million fucking invaders, you're still talking about 320, 340 fucking million fucking people. Now, so I got to think that they, I got to think that they've killed 10 million or more. And then people are dropping dead day after fucking day, man. The chart reveals a disturbing trend with the excess deaths occurring in all but 2 weeks since April 2022. These two exceptions, it turns out, coincide with the late Queen's Platinum Jubilee and funeral, which would have caused delays in death registration due to the bank holidays. And, of course, you've got all your medical shit. Anything in your fucking life is always tied to commerce shit because you're dealing with an international corporate mafia. They're not fucking goddamn countries anymore. We don't have fucking goddamn states anymore. We don't have fucking counties anymore. We do not have municipalities anymore. These are all corporate, unlawful corporate fucking entities. And they all work hand in hand with the international corporate mafia. And their fucking duty is to kill your fucking ass off and take everything you got. You useless eater, motherfucker. Anyways, that's enough of that shit. BBC bombshell. Boy, wow, you fucking shocked me with that one, buddy. Senate to return next week to work on border deal to get Ukraine aid. We got to get aid to Ukraine. We've got to do it. Biden gave him, $100 and some million the other day to hold that fucking mansion probably in Italy or somewhere, wherever it is. But we got to get this goddamn deal done. The man needs to buy his fucking mansion. He's got two yachts. He's got to have two mansions, don't you know? I mean, goddamn, with just the reporting of the two fucking yachts, how could you stand up there and even suggest giving those motherfuckers another fucking nickel? Well, it's the international corporate mafia, and they do as they please. Just like when fucking Trumpy came in, he talked about how he knew all the dirty dealing because he was a part of the dirty dealing, and he should have been sitting in fucking prison because he confessed to fucking crimes as a part of his fucking election. He knew all about all the bad fucking things going on. That's how come he knew how to deal with them. Yeah, he knew how to deal with them, how to become king of the fucking Jews. Work on board. Fuck you. Senate Majority Leader, this is from Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat, New York, has decided to keep senators in town next week to continue negotiations on border deal that will unlock a massive $111 billion spending package that includes military for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Merry fucking Christmas, by the way. I hope you fucking, too many of you don't starve to death during this fucking month of I can't even say it no more. The Senate's holiday recess was set to start on Friday, but Schumer is delaying, as he says, negotiations for a foreign fucking country. I mean, you let our people go hungry on the fucking streets. American nationals that can trace their lineage back to before this was a country. You let them go hungry, living under underpasses with their little kids in the cold, dirty and hungry. Why, we'll halt everything until we get this money to these foreign motherfuckers. But it ain't really going to the foreign motherfuckers, is it? You guys are splitting it all up, corporate mafia, aren't you? Y'all sit down at the end of the at the table on the Friday. And, well, God damn it, maybe Zelensky's buying that new mansion for his wife for Christmas. We got to get this fucking deal done. Fuck the American people. Fuck the fact that you couldn't get fucking three American nationals in this country to say this is anything, but you all need to fucking hang for what you're doing. You're committing treason against the people and our fucking law, you son of a bitches. We're not here for fucking Ukraine. Fuck Ukraine. Fuck Israel. Fuck goddamn Taiwan. You better start looking at the people that have got the goddamn guns right here in this United States. We will shut this country down. We will not let you leave. And you will be punished, you motherfuckers. You will meet justice. The Senate will return Monday. That will give negotiations from the White House, Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans a time to work through the weekend on an effort to reach a framework agreement. This is for fucking, none of this is for us people. This is to get, hey, you're going to have a merry fucking, you even afford a goddamn Christmas this year? I mean, do you got that excited feeling that December, because you family and the Christmas? No, it's going to be a one-day fucking fire sale. That's all fucking Christmas is anymore. They have completely come to the point where they put up fucking satanic fucking statues. Now, if you did something like put a swastika on a synagogue, oh, you son of a bitch, how dare you? I mean, how fucking dare you? And that's political, by the way. Christmas is a Christian fucking holiday. And this is the equivalent of putting up a swastika on a synagogue, if nothing else, which the Jews do anyway. I mean, they do it so, we're victims. No, you're fucking murdering pieces of shit. House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republic Louisiana, decided to adjourn his chamber for the holidays, meaning if the Senate does reach a deal, the bill can't be finalized until after the new year. Oh, shit, somebody's going to have to come up with some bucks for Zelensky's fucking mansion for his wife for Christmas. Johnson said the House will not wait around to receive and debate a rushed project. Schumer vowed there would still be a vote on the military aid package next week, you fucker. No matter what members should be aware that we will vote on the supplemental proposal next week, he said. Republicans, oh, here we go, playing the game. You're not going to have another fucking election. Nothing that you can sell is even the goddamn, you ain't even going to be able to sell this as a banana republic fucking election. Everybody knows you're a fucking sham. The whole fucking thing's a sham. It's always been a fucking sham. Republicans are looking for significant changes to immigration laws to make it harder for migrants to enter the country. Well, you're a little fucking late on that. They probably outnumber us in this country by now. You just, what are you going to do? Find a way to get, fly them in here easy so they don't have to walk across, do any walking at all, get on the trains, just bring them on over here by the fucking busload and just dump them off and give them their $5,000 and their ticket to anywhere they want to go in the United States. And hell, fuck, man, we could even provide them with machetes. And there are signs that President Biden is willing to give them what they want to secure over. How can this motherfucker is not a part of the legislature? I mean, he goes over and says, I want this fucking money. These fucking goddamn son of a bitches that do not represent the American people, cannot represent the American people because they're corporate fucking entities. They represent the corporate fucking ration. They can't represent the fucking people. Well, the document that claims that they're a Congress is a fucking fraud. The fucking Constitution was never ratified by the people. We never gave them any fucking authority over us or our fucking wealth in our country. This has all been seized, just like they're trying to seize world fucking power now through the United Nations. Klaus Schwab, that fucking Nazi motherfucker. $60 billion, he wants to fund the proxy war in Ukraine for another year. And now it's already fucking, they've admitted that this fucking, they're defeated. CBS News reported that the White House indicated to Congress that it would support new immigration restrictions. Oh, fuck you. Tell your fucking lies to somebody else. And you people, instead of calling these motherfuckers out, you're asleep at the wheel. No, you're not. You don't want to wreck that Ferrari or that fucking Porsche. Canadian government-funded assisted suicide activity book for children. This is a video. God, oh, fucking mighty. For kids, assisted suicide. Displaced people killed point blank in Gaza school. And so if you can get over to the site, you should watch this. I mean, just... It's like some freak movie, some freak B movie that people are running like goddamn animals. There is no safe place to be. They're going to the goddamn schools and stuff that are supposed to be safety zones, and they're going right in and they're just fucking mowing them down. Little fucking babies, little children, old women. It don't fucking matter. This is called fucking genocide. And they're going to do it because they're fucking can, because they're the chosen fucking people. And you're going to fucking take, they will genocide your ass too. Might run into some fucking problems over here, you motherfucking kite cocksuckers. You and King Chuck. The NDAA's warrantless backdoor surveillance of Americans gets approved by the Senate. Now this was fucking shocked me. I'm sure they were going to stop it because they declare it themselves. It's unlawful, but we're going to do it anyway. Well, I guess that's because we're not fucking enforcing the goddamn law, right? It's up to us to enforce that fucking Bill of Rights, and we fucking know it. Everything that's happened to us, I mean, we're in a hell of a mess, man. I mean, it don't get much worse. But everything that's happened to us is our own fucking fault because we've always had the means. Just fucking when you something bad happens, you fucking ask why. Go straight to that Bill of Rights, find the fucking violation, and then you go, then go and see. Say, well, I got him right here. I got him right here. Well, you can't. We don't have no common law. What do you mean you ain't got no common law courts? That's the only fucking court you have permission to have, motherfuckers. Oh, no, we got these government courts for this administrative admiralty jurisdiction that we're not allowed to have. And that's what you have no standing there except as a piece of human property under the 14th Amendment. You're a subject. So enough for that, I suppose, huh? Behind the biggest nursing exodus in 40 years. And this is Tyler Durden's Era Hedge, a 40-year record high of 100,000 nurses left their jobs in 2021, according to a study published in Health Affairs Forefront in April 2022. The study noted that the existing nurses were primarily younger rather than the expected age group of above 50. Over here. A sustained reduction in the number of younger age nurses would raise ominous implications for the future workforce, the study said. I wouldn't go to I'll die right here. I've told my kids, don't you even call a fucking ambulance. I mean, I'll die, but they're not going to kill me. And I hope to die fucking fighting them, killing them. And I'm telling you right now, that's what I want to do. I will fucking die killing you. I'm not homeless, suicidal. I fucking hate your fucking guts. I know you're the fucking enemy, and I'll fight your fucking ass. I'll fucking take revenge for the murder of my fucking wife, the murder of my brother, the murder of my nephew, the murder of my fucking friends. A report by the American Association of College of Nurses published in October 2022 blames the loss of general trends such as retirement, a lack of education and training for replacements, and the rapid growth of an aging population that requires health care. Could it be 100 million motherfuckers coming across our border? It couldn't be that. No, it couldn't be. Or forcing people to take a death shot that know better. They know that it's a fucking death shot. But they're talking about age, all the old aging people. Throw every motherfucker out of this country that doesn't have a right to be here. Probably a couple hundred million by fucking now. And there'll be plenty of houses. There'll be plenty of fucking jobs. There'll be plenty of fucking health care. I mean, they'll be anxious to get your fucking money because all the money's going to be coming through our fucking hands after we fucking take this unlawful corporation and hang the motherfuckers. Several nurses who spoke to the Epoch Times largely blamed the exodus on the corporation of healthcare and the vaccine mandates imposed on nurses. Well, yeah, they're not stupid enough to take something that ain't been stuck in a fucking rat. The nursing shortage had long been a problem before COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19, they're going to keep using it, even though everybody fucking knows it's a fucking fraud. Before COVID-19, when hospitals began operating like corporations instead of as refuge for the sick, nurses became disillusioned with the occupation, nurse Irene Ricks told the Epoch Times, because they all are corporations and they're goddamn making money. They get fucking big bucks for fucking killing your ass. I don't know nobody. I mean, people are afraid to go around a doctor. I don't want them fucking touching me. Son of a bitch is a kill you. Then came the pandemic. There was no fucking pandemic. Now, see, you son of a bitch, I don't want to hear this fucking shit. Here's your propaganda. There was no pandemic. It was a fucking false flag. With it, a slew of new requirements. No, there was no pandemic. It was a fucking black op operation put in place. And if everybody would have said, fuck you, it would have been fuck you. But the goddamn cowards and goddamn spineless fucking idiots among us fucking, who knew that these motherfuckers are liars. They went along with it. They even typhoid married people like my wife, fucking spineless pieces of shit. Then they were being told they had to be vaccinated or they would lose their job. Well, fuck you. If everybody walks out, now run your hospital with what you got, motherfucker. Well, we got nobody that can speak English. The vaccine mandate was the straw that broke the camel's back, Mrs. Rick said. It made nurses quit or retire in droves. Wonder why? Because they understand that if something you ain't stuck in a fucking rat, I ain't sticking it in me. It made nurses, and I ain't sticking it in me any fucking way. It made nurses quit or retire in droves. In 2023 report by AMN Healthcare, which is a result of the January survey of 18,000 registered nurses nationwide, found that 30% of the nurses said they're likely to leave their careers because of the pandemic. There was no pandemic. It's call it shit what it is. See, when they get to keep calling shit like this in this so-called alternate media, call it what it fucking is. It was a fucking psyop. It was a false flag. Call it what it is every fucking time, and then you are doing something. Otherwise, you're just repeating shit we already know and trying to fucking feather it, trying to milk toast it. Up 7 percentage points from 2021. The movement of nurses away from hospital employment may be the most damaging healthcare workplace impact of the pandemic. Here it is again. There was none. Stop saying it. You fucking shill. You got a nice Ferrari, you fucking traitor. You trying to outdo Alex Jones? The report states. A full 95% of respondents said there's a severe or moderate shortage of nurses in their area. I remember, remember back when Canada went fucking social health care, and a couple of years later, they're waiting 3 months to go to the hospital. People are dying. They can't get to the hospital. They're coming across the border here to access our fucking health care and shit. It was a total fucking disaster. And I remember fucking Hillary Clinton when fucking O'Hare and O'Bill got booted out of the fucking shit house, standing on the steps there saying, I'm going to get socialized medicine. And that's what you got. This is what socialized medicine is. You got a fucking goddamn impacted fucking molar. You know what kind of pain that is? Well, we can't even see you to give you a fucking goddamn some antibiotics to stop the fucking pain for 3 fucking months. So enjoy your fucking tooth or pull it out yourself, or maybe it'll kill you. That would even, we'd probably get a fucking big check for that. Nurses forever have gone into difficult places with deadly diseases, and people were very happy and amazed at their sacrificial attitude to help people. Nurse Twyla Brace, a co-founder of the Minnesota-based Citizens Council for Health Freedom and founder of the Wedge of Health Freedom, told the Epic Times. Yet suddenly the entire healthcare system turned on its head and said, the biggest thing is to not take care of people, but to comply. And just like kind of like the schools there, huh? And we are all willing to put patients at risk, because if you don't comply, you're going to be terminated. And, it's the same shit. We know this. We knew it when it was happening. I mean, what is the false flag coming up? That's what I would like to know. If I knew what the false flag coming up was, I could think about it and try to stop it somehow. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again, there's just for that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then later if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:43 Pacific Time. And that was, of course, Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle, and the whole goddamn world is the fucking jungle. There is no Nuremberg 2.0, buddy. And you fucking know it. There's only one way this shit stops, and that's if we fucking stop it. And we're going to have to fucking fight, and some of us are going to have to fucking die. A lot of us are going to have to fucking die because we've waited so fucking long to stand up, like, well, to do anything. Everything that's killing us right now, everything that's making us miserable is our own fucking fault. What do we got here? Klaus Schwab demands $3.5 trillion per year in taxes to decarbonize the planet. Who in the fuck are you, Charles Schwab? I mean, just ask yourself, who is this fucker? He's not elected by nobody. This is just some fucking old Nazi motherfucker who thinks he can sit out. He's got his, you know, picture him here with his two fingers, like he's sitting there, you motherfucker, I'll bash your fucking skull in. And, hey, you can have everything I got, you cocksucker. If you'll come by yourself, do my fucking house and take it from me, you fucking prick. This is by Baxter Dimitri, The People's Voice. The World Economic Forum is calling for an annual expenditure of $3.5 trillion from taxpayers worldwide to fulfill. Here we have world fucking taxation now, world fucking government to go with the world fucking bank, to go with the one world fucking order that when you talked about it 20 fucking years ago, you needed a tin hat. You were a conspiracy theorist, weren't you? No conspiracy fucking fact. To fulfill the organization's net zero objective for planetary decarbonization. No, to stuff your fucking pockets in the pockets of the fucking Rothschilds who are already fucking stuffed, who have taken so fucking much that the people don't have nothing left to fucking eat or any place to fucking live. And you fucking have violated our borders. You violated our fucking laws. Every one of you is going to fucking hang. Get ready for it, Schwab. You son of a bitch. According to the World Economic Forum's perspective, the solution involves a significant reduction in the general public's quality of life, coupled with the transfer of substantial funds to the global elite. Well, why do they need our fucking money? You know, you think about it, you know, who got all the money for cutting down all the fucking trees? I didn't get mine. Did you? Did you get annuity check for the... In the last few years, I have seen destruction in the forest like you cannot fucking believe. Well, how could you bring up fucking climate change? You know, the carbon dioxide that you're fucking crying about? Those fucking trees you burned. Mountains. Whole fucking mountains. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of square acres. Square miles. Hell. And all you've cut down, those are what take in the carbon dioxide, don't you think? And put out the oxygen? Nobody fucking mentions that, do they? They don't talk about, you know, it's somebody farted or somebody breathed. They were talking about our fucking breathing. How fucking dare you? Realization of the World Economic Forum's net zero targets aligns with the green agenda of globalists aiming to address the perceived climate crisis and save the planet. I'll tell you what, globalists, you got no jurisdictional authority here. You come and try to push this shit on us, you get your fucking head blowed off. You understand? You get put up against a fucking wall. You get a rope around your fucking neck. You're an enemy combatant. You come against our fucking law, you will die. However, skeptics contend that decarbonization serves an euphemism for the World Economic Forum's anti-human depopulation agenda. It's worth noting that humans and human activities, including the combustion of fossil fuels, constitute the primary contributors to carbon dioxide emissions on Earth. No, they fucking do not. What about your fucking goddamn private rockets? Man, that really went quiet fast, didn't it? When you know that every time that they send up a fucking satellite, and I don't give a fuck what they try to tell you. They're lying cocksuckers. I mean, this is old fucking knowledge. It's fuck I've known since I was a kid. Every time they send a fucking rocket up through the fucking goddamn ozone, it burns a fucking hole in it. There's a hole in the ozone probably big as half the fucking Earth. And they want to go up and they want to try and get put shit in the atmosphere to get rid of the fucking ozone. I guess that would get rid of the fucking people, wouldn't? Why you stay in your fucking underground facilities and fucking molest little children and do whatever else turns your freak fucking asses on? Yeah, no, I think about the trees, man. I think about the destruction I've seen right around here where I live. I mean, it is so fucking disgusting. Every one of them fucking trees, you people around here that you see cut down, those motherfuckers were turning carbon dioxide into fucking oxygen, weren't they? Isn't that a bigger fucking impact than me fucking breathing? On a typical day, an average human releases approximately 223 pounds of carbon dioxide through respiration. What does a fucking tree take in? A fucking big ponderosa pine that you fucking burnt or that you cut down, motherfucker. It can take care of me, no fucking problem. If my fucking trees on my fucking public lands that belong to me were left the fuck alone and you didn't get to fucking take and capitalize on the situation and steal them from me without due process of the law, my trees would take care of my fucking carbon dioxide and then some, wouldn't they? So I'll fuck you on that too. When you exasperate the figure by manipulating it with the global population of 81 billion people, each breathing throughout 365.25 days annually, the result is an estimated annual CO2 output of 3.4 billion tons. Yeah, and if you left all of our fucking trees alone, if you had to just cut them down to make fucking chopsticks and toilet paper out of it, you don't really, I just cut them down so that you could take the land and run fucking cattle on them, like over in the rainforest. You motherfuckers, if you hadn't fucked with, you're the ones that fucked our planet up, not us. You fucking did it. You got no trees. You already took 10 zillion times your fucking share of the fucking trees. You fucking die. You stop breathing. We don't want no one anymore. You breathing no more carbon dioxide in, because the trees that are here are for us. We didn't cut down our fucking trees. Despite the seemingly significant number experts emphasize the insignificance of individual respiration in the context of close, I ain't even going to read this. These are your fucking fuck you. You're stupid. You ripped the forest to fucking part. That is the other part of the equation, isn't it? Thanks to the individual that kind of brought that up. I was reading the comments and no shit. They don't ever talk about that, do they? They don't talk about what they have done to the goddamn other end of the fucking equation. If you had to cut down all the fucking trees, in the first place, carbon dioxide is necessary. It's necessary. If we didn't have carbon dioxide, we'd be dead. Because that's what plants breathe. And then they put out fucking oxygen. Big, huge ponderosa. Just think what a big, huge ponderosa takes in fucking oxygen and photosynthesis and in carbon dioxide and photosynthesis that into oxygen and puts it back into the air. Think about that. And they fucking, I mean, they have, I should go out and film it and put it on the fucking site. You people would not fucking believe it. Mountains that I've been to, yes, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I'm reading this book called A Forest Journey, and it is explaining how, you know, in the beginning of, I guess you'd call it civilization, but it was very uncivilized, that wood was the petroleum of the time, you know, and that they completely exploited that for their pursuits of power, and they left us with a compromised planet. So I just feel that they, I mean, that the importance of trees is so enormous. If we realize how important them are, we would protect them with everything in us. But do you think that it's a Samson option kind of thing, that they're taking themselves down with us, or they think they're beyond this destruction that they're doing to the trees?
Well, if they could destroy every human being like that with the snap of my finger, and there was a series on the planet that showed what would happen to the planet in 200 years if man disappeared off it. It wouldn't even look the same. The cities would be, they would go down into the dirt. It would be a fresh new planet, and it's their constant fucking destruction. I mean, I there's a mountain over here called Gearhart. It's awesome, man. I've been there, going there all my life. They burned the whole. I mean, this is a huge mountain. They burned first when I went in there, and I saw signs where a corporation had purchased this, and I have all the maps, man. I have the public lands. This is public land, so it had to go through the BLM, which means that they turned it over to the BLM so they could sell it to this major corporation, and then they burned that whole mountain, and it's an enormous mountain. down the other side and into the another mountain that's a huge mountain and burnt the side of it. I mean, Samson, because the thing is, all they need is enough trees to produce the oxygen that they need to breathe, because they're going to kill us another way.
Well, and why did they burn it? Why did they burn it? What was their reasoning? They wanted to burn trees?
Because back when they had the spotted owl thing, a lot of people, oh, they're environmentalist tree. I can't hug the fucking trees no more. They're black. But they were clear cut in this country. I mean, we went from lush forest. I mean, like, you could drive up the road and it was like a tunnel, like 97 going north, and it was cool. I mean, and it held the snow up on the fucking mountains. And then they came in and they fucking butchered it. They butchered it. They clear cut it. I mean, and the Northwest timber plan said they had to leave 12 old growth per acre. They didn't do it. They slaughtered it. They ripped it to pieces, and it was yellow jackets. You couldn't even get out of your car. Mosquitoes so thick, it was unbelievable. At any rate, where in the hell was I going with this? Damn it. Northwest.
They clear cut and burnt that mountain down.
Yeah, I was going somewhere. When the environmentalists, because that's the answer to your question, the environmentalists, they finally got federal lawsuits that stopped all of the logging because they had violated the Northwest timber plan. And it was all shut down from logging. It was injunctions on every logging contract. They couldn't log. So they started using the tribes, to turn the land back over to them for management, just like they did with the BLM, all the tribes incorporated. And then when they turned it over to the tribes incorporated, here they come down the trees again, ripping the son of a bitch clear to pieces. And that's how they got around it.
Yeah, Henry.
Yeah.
Henry?
Yeah.
You there, guy?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, you know those giant pumpkins you see the people grow?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how they do that? Carbon dioxide. They pump carbon dioxide to them. It's better than fertilizer. You know, the plants that produce oxygen, they take one part carbon dioxide and make 12 parts or more oxygen. They love carbon dioxide. They grow like crazy because of it.
In the old days when we grew big roomfuls of pot with, the big lights, you know, We had the CO2 emitters were, they were just propane tanks with a head on them. You know, you lit it and it emitted CO2, and it makes plants grow like crazy. It sure as hell does. That's why it's ridiculous to say that it's anything wrong. I mean, why, if you're so concerned about it, why are you cutting down the tree? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and the plants also scrub all the other things out of the atmosphere.
Yep, I think Aiden was trying to get in there.
I just on the clear cutting, I remember first time decades ago driving through the Sierras, and I saw with my own eyes the clear cutting. And, you know, it was like a perfect rectangle or a perfect square.
Yep.
They didn't consider aesthetics in any way by a little bit here, a little bit there. And it was one of those big moments that contributed to my distrust of those that run the world. It was like, oh, my God, the people that run the world are so stupid, so stupid.
Greedy.
And seeing a rape of the land, and it just helped me move away from their lies.
Well, I remember it. There's a mountain over here. It's a big mountain. It's called Sun Mountain. And it used to be a paved road that went all the way through there, miles and miles and miles. It's a big mountain. And when you get up there, when you come into the Sun Mountain National Forest, there was a big sign there that said Sun Mountain National Forest. And I took a picture one day. They'd clear cut it. It looked like a bomb hit. You know, like it looked like the moon. There wasn't a tree in sight. And I think I sent it into one of the newspapers or something. This is the Sun Mountain National Forest. And they took that goddamn sign and they took it up the hill there where they could find some trees and put it in another place so that they could have trees beside it. I mean, it was so blatant what they did. And it was all out of fucking greed. I mean, this is never going to stop until the people who take, you know, if everybody just took what they needed, and I mean, you can live pretty damn good. I mean, you don't have to, I got no problem with anybody having a fishing boat and a nice house and what might have you. But the people that want to pile up the wealth more than they could ever spend for themselves or their own families for 100 generations, and still they want to butcher the earth for more, these are the ones that are the problem, not us. These are the ones right now that are butchering this goddamn place that I'm at. They are cutting, and these aren't even burnt trees. There's piles and piles and piles of them, because I think they're going to come in here and they're going to put those 15-minute cities and make this like a huge city from Klamath Falls to Bend. And they're going to start, it's for the veterans, because I already heard somebody talking about it. They're going to make these cheap places for them, for the veterans. Don't you know? And then they've always planned this to be a retirement community. Back when this was really wild, nobody wanted to come here. It was just, they wouldn't even drive through Chiloquin at nighttime. This was a wild goddamn place, but it was free. It felt so good. I cannot explain to you. But I mean, they have completely 110% destroyed. They destroyed everything I care about and killed my wife. And I know how the original Indians felt. And I got to wonder how, Crazy Horse, you know, they're building a monument and they don't even know what the man looked like because he wouldn't have his picture took. But I got to wonder, when he went to turn himself in the Red Cloud Agency, where they murdered him immediately, took him in a room, stabbed him to death, his last day out on the Great Plains, when he woke up and seen the sun coming up, what he thought, you know, this was all mine, man. I was free. Now I'm going to turn myself in. And when he came into the Red Cloud Agency, Red Cloud, his own fucking people took him into a room and stabbed him to death.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking at. People are sickening. Go ahead. Sorry.
That feeling that he had of, wow, this was all mine. It's like a natural thing we should all have, that, oh, yeah, we have everything we need here and we can breathe easy. And, you know, yeah, and then while they're messing with our areas and cutting them down and burning them, they're preserving all the pristine spots for themselves.
Yes,
so I said, watch your local governments, because every other day or so there's a little thing up there that says, oh, 360 acres were saved by the state so that they're protected, and that means the translation, you can't come here anymore.
Yep. There's a place about 40 miles from here, and I mean, I've been through that all my life too, and they took that over, and there's a sign every 15 feet you can't even get out of your car, and that's public lands. I have the old maps, I have the old logging from the logging contracts. I got them from when the old mill shut down. A friend of my dad's bought what was the office, and we were helping to move it, and I found all these old maps, and it shows what all the public lands were. They've stole it all. It looks like Palestine. You know, when the Palestinians first started out, it was a little bit of Israel there, and now it's all, there's spots where there's that they're calling Palestinian territory that they're killing them in anyway. But at any rate, that's what they've done here. They've done it all through the goddamn BLM, which is an unlawful agency, because the forest, when we allowed the Forest Service to manage, that was their, we're going to manage your land so your children can fish and hunt it, and it'll be yours for the future. And then they came in, and then they turned into a corporation. Then they hired the BLM, which is a corporation out of Costa Rica. And then, but the original legislation, it was all it could ever be, was corporate policy. It ain't worth a shit. But it said that they could never sell our public lands. They've given all the national parks over to the United Nations. All of our public lands, I drive the mountains. I mean, anytime I can get out of here and go up on a mountain, I'm gone. And everywhere I go, they're ripping it to fucking pieces and bitching about the fucking CO2, you know, at the same time. Little ironic, in my opinion.
Hey, do we have that in writing somewhere about they can't sell our public lands?
Yeah, it's something part of the Forest Service Act.
It's in the Forest Service Act. Okay,
yes,
I'll
ma'am.
Look it up.
All righty. Excellent. It's in there. I've read it. At any rate, guys, this is enough. This is depressing.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Those buildings you were talking about, they're building, they're not for veterans, they're for the illegals.
Well, I believe you. I mean, but the people that I found out, because they were wanting my nephew to do some welding work for them, and they were talking about, oh, we're putting these up for veterans. That's their excuse. They're actually for you and me. And the illegal aliens, well, they'll be in there too, but they'll be used to it because they're used to being slaves. And they can go ahead and be slaves, but I'm not going to be a fucking slave. I'm born free and I'll die free. And if man, the rest of people can't fucking stand up and do it, man, you will get reap what you have fucking sown. I promise you that, because we've allowed all this shit and we shouldn't have, man. Everybody knows we shouldn't have. We didn't have to. Anyways, guys, I will have a nice week, the best weekend you can. I would say, I'm going to say Merry Christmas any fucking how, even though it's
Merry
just,
Christmas, Henry.
What they've done to Christmas is just unbelievable. But anyways, we'll see you guys on Monday. And hey, I love you all, man. Have a nice weekend.
Love you, Henry. Bye-bye.
All right.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You do the same, brother.
Man above, I have done all I can do. Cookies!